Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In fact, I have a gift certificate for you in my bathroom. So you're going to have to, I mean, this is a sponsored segment. You're compensated. It's a very nice gift certificate. Is it my responsibility to find you, or is it your responsibility to find me on your compensation? I think it's on you.
Do I have to go to your bathroom to pick it up?
Yes.
What it's sitting in your bathroom? I mean, seriously, yes. Is it an envelope? Is it your toothpaste yes. getting all over it? Like, what's going on with that thing?
I think I've kept the toothpaste away from it. But yeah, Brad Lane, programming brain wizard, gave it to me a couple weeks ago. Came home, took a shower, put it right there, and I keep going, yeah, there's Pete's gift certificate right there by the sink.
Well, do I need to get you tickets to a game for you to give it to me?
Hmm. That'd be okay.
Is that incentive?
That would be okay. What does Jim Peterson's bathroom look like? Take me into the Jim and Tika bathroom. Separate showers, separate sinks. What am I seeing here?
She would love a separate bathroom for sure, because she thinks I'm disgusting. So, yeah, you know, it's all the regular guy stuff. You know, I mean, I have a lot fewer toiletries. She's got a lot. She's got an endless supply. Women, I just think that women just spend way too much money on stuff. You know, they just find little, you know, cosmetic
things. Put that out there on the Twitter, Harrigan. Jim yeah. Pete says women spend too much money.
Yeah. That's a shocker, right? I mean, it's pretty simple. You know, two vanities that are, you know, on separate walls, a lovely bathtub, a great shower with a steam shower connected to it too. Ooh. So it's great. Yeah, it's one of those really nice, powerful steams too. It's not Whoa. Some wimpy steam shower. It's great. The people that built this house did a really nice job, so yeah, I'm pretty happy with our new digs. We moved from Minneapolis to back out to Wayzata, so we did a good job. They when they built this place, they built it for me too. Tall ceilings, 8-foot doorways. It's pretty nice. I like it.
The steam. Years ago, we tried to add a steam. But it was like, I mean, Jimmy, it was like at ankle level. And no steam really came out outside of really hot air.
Super hot air.
Super hot air. This was in the basement shower. So I think Kathleen and I each used it once. And said, God, that hurt. And I don't think we ever used that shower another time.
Yeah, well, this one, like, I've had that same experience. I had a steam shower in our other house. And, like, that thing is – it just didn't kick out steam. It just kicked out hot air Mm-mm. that would burn your ankle. Yeah. So, no,
exactly.
I think the steam is so underrated. Like, what you always do, the underrated, overrated, properly rated. I
yep.
think it's mm-hmm. – I think that it's a must, you know. And have you thought about doing the contrast stuff, like jumping into the ice bath? Like, have you heard the benefits of, like, doing the cold water plunge?
We were talking about that earlier. Our friend Kaiser – Jeff Kaiser.
Oh, Kaiser's into the plunge?
He loves it. He's got a place in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I forget the name of it, or else I'd give him a plug, where I guess they have a variety of tubs at different yep. temperatures, and then a variety of saunas at different temperatures. I should do it, but as I mentioned earlier, I don't like really cold water. I got to be honest. I can handle it hot, but it's supposed to be fabulous for you, right?
It's really good. I used to do it a lot. You know, when I played for the Warriors, Chris Malone and I started doing this where we would just have our trainer just get buckets of ice. And you remember those old, like, I think I still have them in training rooms, actually. The old tub, like the oval-shaped steel, like, tub with the, you know, boat motor, you know, that was like the jet propulsion for the jacuzzi. We would cold water in there and just dump buckets of ice, and we would just, you know, we would all take turns like submerging ourselves with the jets on, which made it even colder. It really did help with the inflammation of your body, but like the benefits now, I'm just reading about these benefits and it's coming back to me now. I really need to do it more of a, you know, it's more of a regimen with the steam, just kind of do the contrast. I think there's a huge benefit to it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a heck of a life you're living. Is there a massage? Do you have a chef? I mean, I shouldn't talk.
I'm my own chef. You know, the thing that I really, you know, I use Instagram and TikTok for is cooking. I'm the cooking TikTok and cooking Instagram. Like these people do these, you know, these little videos. And of course, you know, the prep work is everything with cooking, right? I mean, I don't know how much you cook, but it's all about the prep work. It's all about chopping and getting the things prepped. And then once you start doing it, it's pretty easy. But I've really got some great, like, I think that's the real, like, winner of like, those two platforms for me. I don't really post much on Instagram. My wife tells me I need to post more I don't know. I just don't have the desire to do it. But I do consume it, and one of the things I consume is like the cooking videos,
which makes
cooking more fun, and I do end up cooking a lot more because these recipes are easy and it's fast and it's.
What's your go-to if Jim Peterson was going to invite three listeners over, and you were going to make your best meal? What is it?
Tuscan chicken. It's. I do it in my cast iron skillet. It's like chicken thighs is like the new thing. Like, right. So chicken thighs are great. So it's basically spinach, chopped tomatoes, garlic, mushrooms, and then chicken thighs that you use. And then, heavy cream is like the base. So it's like a cream based, and then you put it over pasta. It's amazing. It's like my go-to. So I'll have you over. You can bring my gift certificate over. I'll make Tuscan chicken for you.
that's true. Okay, let's pause with Jim. We'll come back, and we'll talk Carl Towns. What Jim thought of Carl last night, the best part of his return, if there was any concern about his return, when Edwards is coming back, and the importance of this road trip as the Wolves take on the Warriors, the Kings, and the Suns. Right back with Jim Peet. Along with Michael Grady, those two do a great job on Bally's. Jim is back in moments on CCL. It is 12:59. That is the Lindis Construction time check. Have the folks out from Lindis. They'll do a free heat map analysis that'll really help you out. Jim Peterson is with us. Jim's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Long, long time. 51 games without the Wolves franchise player. Carl Towns, he comes back last night. I'm out here staying at your best ball partner's house, so I did not get a chance to see it outside of highlights. Give me your impressions how Carl played last night.
Well, I mean, it was great because you know, before the game, we're sitting there and we're, you know, getting ready for the pregame show and all that stuff, and we're, you know, chatting with people, and Carl comes out to shoot, and you know, the place goes crazy. The people that were in the bowl at that time, Carl comes out to shoot probably, I don't know, 50 minutes before the game, maybe an hour before the game. So, you know, 6 o'clock approximately. And people went crazy. And then, you know, when the starting lineups are, you know, announced, you know, Jedediah does a great job. You know, he's like, he's back. And Target Center, Chad, is what the energy was so great. There have been so many great home games, even though Minnesota has not had a great home record. The games have been well attended, and the energy's been great. It's been a lot of fun. So it was a lot of fun last night. And so when he was announced, it was a great ovation. He was pumped. The team was pumped. It was just a great atmosphere from that standpoint. And then that he was shot out of the cannon to start the game. I mean, he had 8 points right away. You know, in that first quarter, he had 12 at halftime. He had another 8 in the third. And the only thing that he did in the fourth quarter was make those two game-winning free throws. He was 0 for 3 from the floor, but he had four dunks in the game, and he played with such force. And I was a little worried about him because Finchie coined the term, which I think is brilliant, is Carl plays sometimes with stray voltage, where he gets a little bit ahead of himself, he gets a little out of control, and sometimes he you just kind of worried about his health. And so he did a little of that. He played with a little bit too much energy. He was so amped up for the game and for coming back to play. And I got to tell you, he played with almost zero rust on his game. He really was fluid, drained a couple threes in the first quarter. His post moves were solid. He looked really quick off the catch. And the other thing, I felt like Carl had kind of lost a little too much weight. Like, he was great shape when he started the season.
He looked was really too light strong. For sure.
Yeah, he looked really strong. Like, he was down there battling, and so that was the most impressive thing for me. For him to play 26 really strong minutes, he got 18 shot attempts up, so he was 8 of 18. And he played.
Can they play, because Nas had a very good game last night, can they play Carl, Rudy, and Nas? Can those two main guys play 30-plus, and can Nas still play 20-plus? Can that be pulled off?
Well, I mean, Rudy played 33, Cat played 26, and Nas played 25 and change. And I think that the way that Nas has played, I think Finchie was mentioning this, both pre- and post-game, is that Nas has deserved – the way that he's played and carried on in Cat's 52 games that he missed, he's reserved the right now to be in the mix and part of the rotation. So he did a little bit of it in the Knicks game, the game before this Atlanta game, and then he was totally committed to playing two bigs in this game. I mean, it was Gobert and Cat, and then it was Nas sharing the floor with both of them at times, and so. I think he's going to be committed to it. And this is a different team than it was at the beginning of the season, because Jaden is so much more aggressive. McDaniels has been an unbelievable ant and all-star now. And I think that the biggest thing in terms of a catalyst is Mike Conley. I can't believe Mike Conley is our point guard. Like, as much as I've coveted that dude, like, because, my entire broadcasting career, like, Mike Conley's been seemingly part of this league. I mean, he's a veteran guy. Loved him in Memphis, really loved him in Utah. The class that he plays with, but he's just so in control. He doesn't turn it over. He makes just great reads, and he really trusts Rudy, which I think has impacted Rudy's game in a positive way. And I think that Conley now, like, not looking to score as much as D'Lo was, because D'Lo at his heart is a scorer, right? He's a pick-and-roll point guard that's looking to score the basketball, and he's looking to shoot.
For sure.
So Conley is just, whatever you need, I can do. Like, if you need me to score, I can do that. If you need me to facilitate, I can do that. And the other part about Conley's game, Chad, that's really important, is that you don't have to hide him defensively. He can take on the matchup of taking on Trae Young, and he can negotiate ball screens defensively, and he can make the right read in terms of when a switch is needed and when you need to kick him out of a matchup where he gets switched onto a big and he can kick out to the perimeter, he's going to make all those reads and plays. So this is a formidable team, man. This is a veteran team, though. I know that Jaden and Ant are young players, but
it's a veteran Connelly, team. 100%.
Connelly, Anderson, Gobert, Towns, Torian Prince.
Yeah.
I mean, these are veteran guys that you're counting on to play, and Nas Reed now is a really nice veteran player. He's got some games under his belt. And his diversification of his game is just so good.
I got to jump in because I'm going to run out of time. Give me 10 seconds.
I don't think many teams want to play us in the playoffs. This is going to be a good team.
Do you expect Ant to play on Sunday?
I do. It seems like he's ramping up. This Golden State game is going to be huge for this team because we control our own destiny with them in terms of tiebreakers. And so, I mean, the Clippers, OKC, Dallas, Lakers, Utah, things are all locked up. But this Golden State game is huge. And then New Orleans at the end of the season, the last game of the season is going to be big. So,
thank you, sir. I'll look forward to those chicken thighs coming up soon.
Tuscan chicken. I'm up
Thank
for
you.
It.
Jim, okay, Chad. Jim Pete and Michael Gritty back on the call on Bally Sunday. Don't forget Cal Soderquist and Alan Horton with the excellent call right here on CCO. Kurt Dowd on what's going on with the Democrats and what can the Republicans do early next hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.